Welcome to Post-Election Iran, 1 week of special coverage here on Press TV. In the next 7 days, we'll be looking at the events surrounding the unique presidential elections held on June 12th, an election that broke ground, made history, and continues to make headlines across the world. But what's behind the headlines, and what can we read between them? Who are the political powers at play, and what game are they playing, and where did this all lead? These are just a few of the questions we'll be discussing openly with voters, analysts, officials, and journalists from Iran and abroad. Today, we'll be looking at the events before, during, and after the elections, and how they are dealt with within Iran's legal framework. So do stay with us here on Press TV. In Iran, anybody can apply to run for president. Applicants go to the Interior Ministry to register their intent before the deadline. Next, there is a rigorous vetting process of each and every candidate by the Guardian Council. The final candidates are announced, the candidates who will vie for the title of President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. There's a short but intense campaigning period in the country, lasting 20 days, running up to Election Day. A candidate must secure 50% plus one votes to win. Otherwise, there will be a second round runoff between the top two candidates. Let's take a look at the legal mechanisms in place to deal with polling day across the country.
Iran's election consists of 45,713 polling booths from the biggest city to the smallest village. Under the law, every single booth has to be monitored by at least 14 officials. So who are these official monitors? Every booth has an executive branch that includes the head and deputy head of the station and a team of secretaries whose numbers depend on the size of the branch. A representative from the governor's office has to be present, as well as a team from the Guardian Council itself. On top of that, a police monitor and an interior ministry inspector must be in attendance. And every candidate running for president is legally entitled to a representative to monitor the process every step of the way. Under the law, counting has to be conducted in the presence of all the executive and supervisory representatives. Form 22 is a well-known document in Iran. It's the form that's filled out at the end of the counting. It consists of the number of each candidate's votes, the number of invalid ballots, and the number of unused ballots left at the polling station. 5 Form 22s need to be filled out, with each copy signed by the head of the executive branch, Guardian Council representative, police officer, and the other present executive members. One copy is placed back in the ballot box with the voting slips, and the box is then resealed. The rest are sent to the governor's office. Once all that's done and the voting information is complete, a final Form 28 is filled out and sent to the Interior Ministry to be tallied. The ballot boxes and Form 22 remain in case of any dispute that needs to be verified.
And that's what we've seen this election. Candidates who ran for president disputing the election results. Iran's electoral law states that candidates have up to 3 days after the election to make a complaint and provide evidence to the Guardian Council. If, after receiving a complaint, the executive branch of a particular area verifies that the election procedure is irregular, the Guardian Council can nullify the votes at that station. The Guardian Council usually provides the final results within 7 to 10 days, but those of you who've been tuned in to Press TV's news will know that on Tuesday it announced that it has asked for an extension of 5 days, which has been granted by Iran's supreme leader. Now, to discuss that issue and more, I'm joined by Iran's Guardian Council spokesperson, Dr. Abbas Ali Kadkhodayi. Many thanks for being with us here on Press TV. Let's start off with this extension. You've asked for and have been granted this 5-day extension to investigate complaints. Why did you need the extra time?
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, at the outset I wish to appreciate you and your colleagues here at Press TV for granting me this opportunity to attend your program. I also wish to greet all the dear viewers of the program. In connection with the extension period that was requested, in order to create further trust among supporters of candidates, and in order to contribute to the process of confidence building, this request was made. And what we have done in the past 10 days, we have looked into the issue, and we are prepared to announce the results. But it was eventually decided to provide another chance for the distinguished candidates and also have other solutions for the supporters of candidates.
To those that would say, well, the Guardian Council has nullified the vote, has ruled out nullifying the vote because you say there's no major irregularities, then why couldn't these complaints just be dealt with within 10-day periods to gain trust in that way?
As I said, it was aimed at creating trust and further confidence. That's why we requested an extension period. And in fact, what we have done in the past, based on what we have done in the past 10 days, there has been no major irregularity, except some minor irregularities that normally may occur in elections, in the electoral process, and we have not run into any major irregularity.
The Guardian Council has been under a really intense international spotlight in the last few weeks. The Guardian Council is a 12-member body, same for my viewers because, of course, you know, there's six Islamic jurists, six specialised jurists, but the council has come under criticism. It has seven members who've backed Mr. Ahmadinejad, two of which are members of his cabinet. How can the Guardian Council maintain neutrality with such a composition?
Basically, in accordance with the Constitution, the presence of individuals, there's nothing wrong with the presence of individuals who are also working in other organizations and government organizations and institutions. And in fact, some of the jurists who are present at the Guardian Council, they are also involved in certain activities in other government organizations. Now, a person who is also working at the executive branch, as soon as he starts his activities at the Guardian's Council, he has to offer his views, and in fact, if the person is working at the judiciary or the executive branch, he does not include those views.
Let's move on to possibly the biggest issue, of course, through this elections, especially on international news stations within the country and outside, the possibility of fraud. In what ways could fraud take place in an Iranian election?
We may have fraud in two cases. Cases of fraud may occur in two different cases. In fact, speaking of the votes, there may be a change made to the results of the elections. Speaking of the parliamentary elections, since we have a smaller constituencies, this may happen. For instance, in some constituencies at the 8th parliamentary elections, due to the fraud that took place in that constituency, the votes cast in that constituency or the polling station were annulled. But you see that none of the elections after the revolution have faced cases of fraud. Speaking of the ballot boxes, all of the ballot boxes or the majority of the ballot boxes, you see that the if the votes are incorrect, then the election may lead to a sort of fraud, and that may affect the results of the elections, leading to the annulment of the elections. But so far, we have not had such a case, and in the recent elections, it has been one of the most one of the healthiest elections.
Well, to those who wouldn't agree with that, you know, the discussion here is not just fraud at one ballot box. It's not just one fraud at a station or a city. It's fraud across the country.
But we reject that claim. This is not true. The Guardians Council, prior to the election day, has had close and precise monitoring of the electoral process, and on the election day, on June 12th, the supervisors and inspectors were present, and there has been no major irregularity or fraud that may affect the election results, and I can strongly tell you that there has been no frauds in the course of the elections.
Let's move on. Something possibly related, and an issue that has come up a number of times, in terms of vote counting and announcing the results of the vote. What are the most important differences that there's been between this election, the 10th presidential election, and the elections that we've had before that, and that you've looked over in Iran before that, in terms of rules, procedures, vote counting and announcing?
There has been no major difference with the previous elections, but from the view of monitoring the electoral process, we tried to come up with new measures and actions in order to become more certain about the healthy electoral process. For example, regarding the ballot papers, we have considered two seals, the seal for supervision and monitoring, and also the electoral seal. Or speaking of the ballot papers, every ballot paper has a special code and a serial number for every province. In addition to this, we have also made, we have had experience, we dispatch experienced inspectors to the provinces in order to have a more close monitoring of the implementation of the electoral process. And these were the mechanisms and methods that we applied in order to have more trust and confidence in the election results, in order to create further trust among the candidates and their supporters.
But yet there has been complaints, and let's touch up on that. There have been many complaints, so we've heard of them, we've seen some, by all three candidates that were running, apart from Mr. Ahmadinejad. How would you categorize these complaints that you've gotten in simple terms for our viewers to understand what the main issues have been?
As I told you earlier, basically the election is considered as a major project, and in fact the whole country gets involved in the electoral process, all the people, the officials just get involved in the electoral process. And in fact, since this is something done, a process carried out by a human being and by human beings, and therefore that is similar to other elections in other countries. Now, speaking of the elections in the U.S., I can refer to the presidential elections when George W. Bush and Al Gore were running for the presidency in the U.S. So this is a process carried out by humans, and there may be some errors. But what matters is that how should we deal with those errors? There has been incoming reports in connection with some minor irregularities, and of course the inspectors did deal with some of these irregularities on the election day, and some others were referred to the judiciary, but none of these have led to a change in the election results. In fact, we at the Guardian Council look into those irregularities that can affect the election results, and so far we have had no such irregularity.
I'd like to look at some of the specific allegations, though, and then get your response to them, because there has been some. First of all, that in 70 polling stations, the turnout was about 140%.
Of course, it's not 70 polling stations. There have been various claims, and in fact, the number of polling stations you mentioned are much less than what you said. There are some reasons for that. From the legal point of view, there's nothing wrong with the number of turnout to be above the number of eligible voters, particularly in with respect to the presidential elections. You can cast your vote here in Tehran or in Shiraz or in Isfahan. That does not make any difference from the view of the legal system. The second point is that many of the areas mentioned, these are places that are used by the people for spending their vacation time to have their vacation time, and in fact people traveled to these areas at the time of the weekends, like Chenaran, Torghabe in Mashhad, and also northern parts of Tehran. And you see the population that are present there on Thursday and Friday. A great deal of people who travel to these areas at the time of weekends. There are also areas where there are many migrant laborers and students who travel to these areas. Now, based on the statistics we have received from some polling stations, these are new stations, and we do not have the accurate figures related to the number of eligible voters, and we cannot firmly claim that the turnout has been over 100%. So there were some minor cases, and in fact, this is something that can be justified. Similar cases may have occurred in previous elections. If it becomes clear that turnout has led to certain irregularities, that has to be dealt with, and there has been no such irregularity.
Mr. Mousavi claims that there's been thousands of reports of irregularities, but yet Guardian Council has said it's only received 227.
Well, speaking of irregularities, every individual may make certain claims. Mr. Mousavi sent some minor cases after the elections, and in fact, these were in connection with the executive process of the elections. For example, it was said that there has been some campaigns going on at certain polling station. We did look into the case, and some of them were not true. And in fact, in some cases, we did take up the necessary actions. Or there has been report that the representative of the candidate has been expelled from the polling station. We look into the case, and we came up to the conclusion that there has not been such a case, and the representative was not basically present in that polling, in a particular polling station. So most of these cases are minor cases, and we have taken up the necessary actions if the claims were proved to be true, and if not, we will inform the candidates about relevant reports.
Why were 57 million ballot papers produced when there's only around 46 million eligible voters in Iran?
Basically, for every election, since the number of eligible voters is not a precise figure, the number of ballot papers that are published is more than what has been foreseen. In fact, the number of ballot papers was 58 million, and in fact, there were 2 million more ballot papers, and in fact, we also asked some of our inspectors to go to the Interior Ministry and look into the contracts for the publication of the ballot papers, the number of papers that have been left at the warehouses, and also the number of ballot papers that have been sent to the polling stations. So we have collected all the necessary information And the report has been submitted to the Guardian's Council. Fortunately, there has been no problem with respect to the publication of the ballot papers, and the ballot papers were sufficient for the polling stations, and those that have been distributed were used. And in fact, the number of ballot papers used and the remaining ballot papers have all been actually monitored by the Guardians Council, the security forces, and the Interior Ministry. They have been sealed, and in fact, they are all present, and we have all the figures related to these ballot papers.
Well, one criticism of that was given on polling day and has been talked about afterwards in terms of this allegation of fraud is that, well, if there were so many ballot papers left over, why did some stations end up not having enough and running out halfway through the day?
In fact, based on certain reports, it was claimed that some polling stations do not have sufficient number of ballot papers. We looked into such cases, and we came to the conclusion that the claims were not true. Only in two districts, due to the massive turnout by the people, there was a delay, 20-minute and 40-minute delay in the voting process. With the exception of these two cases, there has been no other reports of lack of ballot papers. And in fact, our investigation after the election day, we came to the conclusion that the claims were not true.
Taking everything you're saying into context, then, why is it that this election has had this reaction in terms of all the allegations that have been made, all the media coverage? What's so different?
Well, this is a question that must be posed to those who have created such ambiguities. But I think that what led to such events was that some of the distinguished candidates did not pay close attention to the relevant rules and regulations. In fact, what was raised was that prior to the election, there has been some events that may change the trend, the electoral trend. In fact, it's not something related to an act of fraud with respect to the elections. It's the political atmosphere in the country and in the society that, in the course of the debate, the person, one of the parties attending the debate, may speak in such a way that may just bring about more supporters for that particular individual or party at the debate. In fact, based on what we received from the candidates, the most of the complaints are in connection with such points. They have not made any claim about any irregularities or fraud with respect to the electoral process, and they have mentioned themselves that there was nothing wrong with the ballot boxes, but the atmosphere prevailing prior to the, but they were just complaining about the atmosphere prior to the election, and such an atmosphere prior to the election has nothing to do with the performance of the Guardians Council. So these are not the points to be addressed by the Guardians Council, and for such, we cannot call for the annulment of the elections based on such claims.
Those issues, something we will be discussing here over the next 7 days on Press TV. Do stay with us. But for you, a final question. It's been extended for 5 days now, your investigations. You said that it's almost done. What is it that you are currently actually investigating then, and when can we expect an announcement?
What we have done so far, we have looked into all the complaints and objections made by the candidates. We have looked into all these complaints, and we will later release the report in this connection. We will actually shed light on the complaints made by the candidates, and we are getting closer to the end of this process. But in order to build further trust and confidence, we have requested the 5-day extension. And this may be a new piece of news that I'm telling you right now, that we will try to actually have some of the influential individuals. We'll try to contact some influential individuals and request them to provide any evidence, document any evidence, or put forth any questions so that we'll be able to look into all of them within this five-day period. And hopefully we'll manage to announce the results till the next few days.
By influential individuals, do you mean the candidates that were running? Yeah, you said that you're going to, if I understood correctly, you're going to contact some influential individuals in this and discuss it further. Will that include the candidates?
Well, in fact, the candidates, we can actually invite the candidates again, and in fact, the candidates must voice their willingness, and in fact, if they are willing, they can put forth new issues at the Guardians Council, and we will invite other parties to also put forth new questions, and if they have new cases to be raised, we will look into them and inform the public opinion.
Just one final question. We have about 30 seconds, but it will be within the next 5 days that we will get this result, will it?
Hopefully, God willing.
Thank you very much. That's Guardian Council spokesman there, Dr. Abbas Ali Kadkhodai, joining us here in the studio in Tehran. And as we said at the beginning of the programme, the first edition of 7 here every night at 18:30 GMT. Join us for this special coverage where we'll be taking a reality look at everything that's happening inside Iran, whether it be with officials such as tonight, voters, analysts, people out on the streets in the capital, Tehran. Do stay with us here on Press TV, both in the international news and this special coverage, for at least the next week.